Good morning, Cave Mila Falcha. This is Paul Perdue, your host of Talking Antiques, and my executive producer today is Matt. How are you today, Matt?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You had a good weekend, I think.
I'm trying to remember back that far. Yes, it was a good weekend.
I know, things happen out of step, you're not expecting them to, and sort of in my way, it was the same thing. So, well, before we get into the show, I just want to welcome all my new listeners from 540 WRGC in Silva, serving the Western Region, and V-Radio 1490 serving Hickory to Morganton, and of course 1350 WZGM in the Greater Asheville area. You can look at my Facebook page called Talking Antiques, and of course I have some podcasts on that. And also, we do TuneIn app. We're on the TuneIn radio, and you can hear us in any of them areas. So please, if you get a chance, there's no reason why you can't hear the show somewhere along the line, whether it be morning, noon, the middle of the night, it doesn't matter. You'll find us somewhere. And also, one of the reasons I have this show is my sponsors of Village Antiques, and I like to thank them for sponsoring. So if you're on holidays in the greater Western North Carolina region, why don't you, if you're down in historical Biltmore Village, look for a store on the corner there. You wouldn't know it was an antique store, but when you go into it, you're going right back into fine quality of antiques of all different types, be it American, Italian, French. Of course, you have silver jewelry, paintings, you name it, pottery, you name whatever you want. Terry and David will definitely look after you. All you have to tell them is that you heard it from the Irishman on Talking Antiques. And as long as he hears that, maybe he'll be nice to hear that from you. So today's show is sort of, I suppose I keep saying this all the time, it's going to be different than normal, but I was going to do a show on something else, but I decided this last weekend, a friend of mine asked me to go to an auction. I haven't been to an auction in nearly a year. And I thought, okay, I said to her, I have another friend that might want to go. Do you mind if a couple of us go? So I asked my other friend would they like to go, and they wouldn't go. And I said, why? And they said, well, I'm afraid of auctions. And I said, well, you're going to be with me, so as long as you're with the Irishman, you're going to be okay. No, I'm very nervous around them. I don't know what to do. I don't understand anything about it. And I'm afraid to scratch my nose in case I bid on something. So today, we're just going to basically talk about auctions, the good, the bad, because there is good and there is bad in auctions. And the very first thing I'd like to just sort of talk about is when you go to an auction, the primary goal, there's a couple of primary goals, depending on if you're a beginner, if you're a collector, no matter what you are, the primary goal is to have fun. Enjoy an auction. If you go there and you're upset or you're not in good food, if you're not in a good mood, you're definitely going to make a mistake somewhere along the line, and then you will not go back to that auction or any other auction. So the first sort of little rule of thumb is, please enjoy yourself, go. And what you do is, when you go to an auction is basically, works in three parts. You have a seller, you have the auctioneer, and you have the buyer, regardless of who that is. So the auctioneer can't sell anything if he doesn't have a seller to sell stuff, and he can't sell anything if he doesn't have a buyer to buy stuff. So it breaks down to simple economics. The highest bidder wins the bid, and it all works on basically supply and demand. Simple 101 economics. But we say now that you have never been to an auction. What do you do? Well, the first thing you do is that you go to the auction that you want to go to, whether it's an antique auction, whether it's just an ordinary estate auction, which is sort of, you know, got to do with property of one house or multiple houses. That's normally what an estate auction is. Or an auctioneer might be in a house selling the contents of a house. That would be an estate auction. If he has the furniture or articles for sale in his auction room, that is normally an auction. If he has a lot of antiques in it, that would be considered an antique auction. An antique must be 100 years old for it to be legally termed an antique, particularly on the European market, and I'm nearly sure 100% it's the same, because we follow some old English laws. So the old English law says 100 years is the legal definition of an antique. So you go to the auction, and the first thing you do, if you're going to bid, and it's very important, if you go to bid, you go up to the office and you ask for a number. It's very important to have a number, because an auctioneer won't take a bid off you if he knows that you're not there with a card of some description. So you get your number and you give your name and address, and basically, once you get that number, you're down in the books. So you're allowed then to actually bid as far as the auctioneer is concerned. One of the very important rules of thumb in an auction, in order for you want to enjoy yourself and not lose every penny you have in your pocket, is that you must preview an auction. You must go before the auction starts, whether it's the day before or the day off before the auction starts, and not be afraid to look at everything. You must look at everything. Start at one, go through your catalogue. Some auctioneers don't do catalogues, some do. You can go online, maybe, and a lot of auction houses would have the catalogues online. You can go and print it offline and bring it with you. Now, the thing is, what you do is you go and you say, okay, I'm interested in this or I'm interested in that, and you put a mark around it. Now, what you do is you're sitting at the auction and you see the number whatever it is comes up, and you say, okay, I want to bid on that. Now, a good rule of thumb is, if you want to get on the good side of an auctioneer, don't wait till he has to bring the price of an article right down to $1, because then he has to build it all the way back up to where he wants to get it. So if you think you're going to spend, we say, $100 on an item, the item is starting at $100, and then the auctioneer says $80, and okay, $50, $30, well, maybe if he says $20, you might put your hand up, because, you know, if you get it for $20, you're doing okay. So you put your hand up or your card up. If you're a new person, I would recommend that you put your card up. Hold your card, just put it up in the air every time you want to make a bid. So the bid might go 20, 22, 50, 25, 27, 50, $30, 32, 50, $35, $40, $45, 50. And the way an auctioneer sort of runs, depends on the auctioneer. If the price is pretty low, from one, the normal rule of thumb is from 1 to 50, it goes up in $2.50 increments. Normally from 50 to 100, it goes up in $5 increments. Normally from 100 to 200, it might go from $10 increments. And 100 to whatever it goes after that, it might be 20s, it might go from 20s. And the higher it goes up, the bigger the increment. Like, an auctioneer is not going to turn around and say, you know, $10,000, he'll give me $2.50 on top of that. So, okay, when we come back in the other half of the show, we will talk more about it. And you're listening to us on 540 WRGC in Silva, serving the Western region, and V Radio 1497 Hickory to Morganton, and of course 1350 WZGM in the Greater Asheville area. Wait to see you next time. When you're down in Biltmore Village, go up to 755 Biltmore Avenue. They are Village Antiques. It doesn't look like an antique shop, but when you go through them doors, you're going into another world of fine antiques. They have French, they have Northern Italian, and of course American. So if you're just buying one item, or if you're buying a whole lot of items, please go into Village Antiques and tell David and Terry that you heard about them on the radio, and they will look after you. Village Antiques, 755 Biltmore Avenue. Welcome back to the second part of Talking Antiques. Your host is Paul Perdue, and the executive producer is Matt. And before we move on, I just want to keep welcoming my new listeners from 540 WRGC in Silva, serving the Western Region, and V Radio 1490, serving Hickory to Morganton, and of course 1350 WZGM in the Greater Asheville area. And of course, we were in the first part of the show, we were talking about auctions, and if you were new to auctions and how you go about getting into it and learning a little bit about it. And I talked about, you know, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. Well, I'll be talking a lot more about that in this segment. So when I left the last segment, I talked about, you know, your bidding and how slightly how the bidding works in an auction, as the auctioneer is trying to bring the price up. So you go and you purchase your item for we say your $100. So and in that case, where you go up and you're finished, and then you go up to the office and you're paying for your piece, and you've realized that you'll pay $113 if you're paying by credit card in some places, or $115 in some places where they charge 15%, or maybe you pay $110 in other places, in other auction houses, depending on how much they charge the buyer as a commission for every piece that they sell. And the rule of thumb, it used to be, sort of changed slightly now, it would be 10% for normally for the buyer and 15% for the seller. So it's 25% anyway. Maybe if it's 12.5% for the buyer, it'd be 12.5% for the seller. So the auctioneer would take 25% one way or the other, because he has overheads, they have overheads, they're advertising the business, and they have to make a living like everybody else. So it's very important that you realize when you're bidding that you take in the commission. So you might only have $100 in your pocket, and then all of a sudden you have to pay $115. Plus there's tax on the 15% or the 10% or the 13% that you pay, of course, you pay to the great state of North Carolina, as we're in at this moment in time. So very important that when you're bidding on an item that you subconsciously remember. So, okay, I only want to spend $100. So in reality, you shouldn't go over $85 on the item that you, if you only want to spend $100, because by the time you round it up, the $100 bill would be out of your pocket. So that is just generally the rule of when you're purchasing. There's a few things that you need to know. There's an old saying that I learned a long time ago, that the buyer needs 1,000 eyes, but the seller only needs one. And what that really means is that you have to look at everything. Everything, no matter what it is. If you pick up a piece of pottery and you look at it and it looks great, and you bid on it, great. But if you bid on a piece of pottery and you haven't looked at it, and you get it home, you find it has a crack in it, well, that's your problem, because the auctioneer will tell you at the beginning of the auction, everything is sold as is, which means, and what they say is, they might be an antique auction, and they might be good at knowing their antiques and knowing their stuff, but in their guidelines, when they're talking to you at the beginning of the auction, they will tell you that they are not experts, and they do not know what they're talking about. So they're selling things as is, and of course they're protecting themselves by law. So it's up to you, as the buyer of something, to to know your stuff. So knowledge is king at an auction. Knowledge is king. Fair play is also one of the things that you need to do at an auction, be a fair play doing it. If you're sort of into auctions, enjoy in the sense, but also watch out for the people that are around the auction. I got caught many a time. Like, I remember I bought a table, I didn't look at it in Ireland. Brought it home, and I was getting ready to do a bit of work on it, get it ready for my shop, till I realized that the top didn't belong to the bottom. The top was a beautiful top, and the bottom was a beautiful bottom, but they were not the same piece of furniture. They were made out of the same lumber, the same timber. And that was my fault. I couldn't go back to the auctioneer and say, well, you sold me something that wasn't true. He had it down as a mid-1800s Regency style table, tripod legs and the whole lot. And he picked it up. He had his people pick it up, and I looked at it. And I had missed it. I hadn't seen it. And it was going quite reasonable. And I put a bid on it, and he knocked the hammer down. And I suddenly realized, well, nobody else was bidding on it, only me. Maybe the two flies around the wall. We used to call them Two Flies Oliver. But he would... So I got it home. Unfortunately, because I can restore my own furniture, I was able to... I had another tripod that was much more in keeping with the top. And I managed to do. But I was honest enough to tell the person that bought that table that the top and the bottom didn't belong to each other. So even the experts can get it wrong. So you must always make sure that you know what you're looking at. You must always make sure that you know what you want. Another thing that people would say to you, oh, okay, go and look at the piece of furniture. Write down mark the number that you want and put the price by it. Well, I don't do that. I got caught another time. The Irishman, you learn by your mistakes very quick in the antique business. I used to put my prices down and realize that people were looking at my catalogs. You know, I'd have the catalog and somebody would be going by to see I'd have a price on something. And they would bid me up to that price, or maybe they would try and they'd be going for it and they'd know what I would be bidding on it. I always put a code down. I had my own special little code had a letter for each number, like for the hundreds, the fifties, the tens, whatever. So I changed my numbers down to letters so I could protect myself from what nobody would know. The other thing is that you might get, if you haven't been to an auction before and people are very chatty to you, they might be asked, what do you think of that piece of furniture or that piece of silver or that piece of gold there? And you would say, oh, yeah, I'd really love to get that. And what do you think it's worth? And you might say, well, you know, I think if I got it for $100, maybe $200 or $50 or $25, I'd be doing well. Well, some people... That piece of furniture, that pottery might actually belong to them. So they will be there and they could be pushing up the value of their own piece. Well, they know what you're going to pay for it, so they're going to push it up to near enough to where you're going to be at your limit. So you never tell anybody what you're going to bid on. You never tell anybody what you're looking at. And you always are aware of who's watching you. Now, I always had a great feeling. I always looked for, you know, a column or a pole or the side of a piece of furniture. And I was at this last auction, I was trying to hide behind a piece of furniture, but there was two men further behind me trying to hide behind furniture as they were bidding. So I wasn't winning in that respect. So it's very important that you understand that the auction business, auctioneers are... You know, they have to make a business, but you have the buyers. There's people there that are in for serious buying, and they want to get the piece at the most reasonable price. Then you have people there that are selling stuff. Now, very good auctioneers will bar anybody that puts in their own stuff and tries to sell it, push up the price. They don't like that because it's bad for their business. And that's all the time we have. So you can always go to my Facebook page and listen to my shows on the Facebook page. And always remember, no matter what you collect, no matter how long you collect it, always enjoy the journey. And I hope to see you next time. Slán.